and try and keep them safe when they are looked at as threats just by existing? Is it cruel in some way to bring a child into this world that way? And it's an answer I don't have.
But they're questions in a play from 1929 that Harge says are just as pressing almost 90 years later. Anzila Wong, NPR News, New York.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 508 3/4, up a half. July, 515 1/4, up 1 1/4. Soft May, 495, down a half. July, 490 1/4, down a half. May corn, 376 1/4, unchanged. July, 383, down a quarter. December, 399 3/4, down a half. May soybeans, 965 1/2, down a half. July, 969, unchanged. November, 952 1/2, down a quarter. May soybean meal, 313.20, up 80 cents. May soybean oil, 31.64, down 12. April live cattle, 160.85, up 5 cents. April feeder cattle, 216.50, up 70. And May lean hogs are 70.30, they're down 72 1/2. Well, it is now last chance Texaco to pledge in the spring pledge period for our opening commodity market report. Alongside me is Les Schulte, and thus far this week, Les, we've heard from 30 people in support of agricultural programming, and that is a good, solid number. But we have a challenge underway that says if we get to the 100 level today, we could receive significant amounts of money from some fine business partners.
That's right. And my math is pretty poor, but I believe that leaves us with 70.
I had to use my toes and hands to figure it out, but I think you're right.
I believe that means 70 people who use this service, 70 of you out there who find this of value to your business. We'll call 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org and make that pledge today at whatever level fits into your budget, whether it's $60 a year, whether it's $120 a year, whether it's $250 a year. The amount really doesn't make that much difference. It's your involvement. It's your taking the time to let us know this is important with your dollars. Invest a little bit back into us so that we can keep investing into you. The challenge is $2,250 on the line from our loyal group of our loyal ag friends like the people at Bates Commodities, the AgriGold Seed, Stuart Peterson, Champaign County Branch, the Andersons here in Champaign, also Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. They put money into this, $2,250. When we hear from that 100, then we can add that to our pledge total.
And maybe you've been sitting there listening all week to the fun thing about the ringtones and all, but it is now serious time because the money that we receive by June 30th is the money that we have for next year. So if we have a good amount of money, then we look at that and we say, great, we can do this, this, and this with an agricultural programming next year. If the money is a little less, then we have to look around and decide where we have to make some decisions.
It's a business just like
any
other business that happens to be a not-for-profit business, but it's a business, and we have to make those same business choices that you make in your operation, whether you can invest in a new piece of equipment or whether you can't or whether you have to cut back on something. It's the same thing here. And that's why we ask you to invest just a little bit, $100, $200, whatever works out for you.
And you might think, well, $100, it is very important because it's your 100 and your neighbor agricultural friend's 100 and his friend's 100. In fact, listeners like you, who I'm talking to right now, are the largest source of income for supporting agriculture on this radio station.
Right. Overall, our budgeting is over 40% of the money that we use to operate this station comes directly from listener support. And that's the people who use the service, and that's all kinds of amounts, $60, $100, maybe it's $1,000, whatever fits into your budget, whatever you can invest and put a value on this service. And call 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. We need to hear from 70 of you today, so get the ball rolling with your pledge of support. Mention agriculture, 217-244-9455.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
And joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lunner.
Favorable farming conditions will occur across the Midwest today ahead of a rain event that will likely shut down farming activity for a while over the weekend. The temperatures this afternoon are expected to get well into the 70s and perhaps push up over 80 degrees in portions of the region. We'll expect that to be widespread across the Midwest, with those 80s most likely in the lower parts of the region. Tomorrow we'll still be seeing 70 and near 80 degree temperatures in the lower parts of the region, but the north will likely be cooling down as showers and thunderstorms increase across some of the region. We'll look for highs in the Great Lakes region and the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin, running mostly in the upper 50s and 60s. And as we move on into a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, the cooler air will overspread all of the Midwest. Highs will be limited to the 40s and 50s in the north and the 50s and lower 60s in the south. At the same time, we'll also find a risk of frost and freezes occurring in the upper parts of the Midwest next week. Some areas in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Iowa, and down into the central U.S. plains will be cool enough for some frost and freeze conditions to occur. The impact is not likely to be very great, since much of the corn crop has not emerged. In fact, much of it hasn't been planted, so we're not terribly concerned from that perspective, obviously. But from a winter wheat perspective, most of the crop in the central plains is not far enough advanced to be seriously harmed by any frost or freeze threat occurs. Monday morning will be coldest in Nebraska, parts of Kansas and Colorado, as well as the upper Midwest. As we go into Tuesday and Wednesday next week, we'll likely find some of that cooler air working its way into the lower parts of the Midwest, and it wouldn't be surprising to see a little bit of frost or light freezes occurring down into parts of southern Iowa, northern Illinois, and parts of northern Indiana, northern Ohio. One of the restrictive reasons for not seeing the temperatures colder than that is probably because of all the cloudiness and precipitation that will be impacting parts of the Midwest periodically as we move forward through this forecast period. We do expect to see precipitation coming and going. The most significant event near term is that which will get started here in the western Corn Belt later today and tonight. This will likely begin in Missouri, parts of Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. The showers and thunderstorms will start off there in an erratic manner later this afternoon, but more likely be widespread on Saturday. The precipitation will then advance eastward through the rest of the Midwest as we move into Sunday and Monday, with some enhancement in the precipitation expected. Rain totals across many areas will likely run from around 5/10 of an inch to an inch and a half. There could be some locally greater amounts in a small part of the region. That cool-off will take place as the air dries down early to midweek next week. But right after the cool air starts to push out of the region will be a return of warmer temperatures and, again, a return of rainfall as well. A minor little disturbance will pass through the Midwest at midweek next week, not likely to produce a lot of moisture. The next bigger storm, though, will likely evolve a week from now and continuing into that second weekend of the two-week outlook when widespread rainfall is likely once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
You've been watching the wheat market in the last week to 10 days. Boy, oh boy, talk about volatility.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We're kind of back down to our most recent lows here. It's really kind of tanked pretty hard. We're about 50 cents off the recent highs. We've got pretty heavily short on the funds. The funds have been putting new shorts on pretty much all week here. And, you know, we've been getting rains out there in the west, and I think that's the thing that's been kind of pushing us lower. We have some pretty cold forecasts coming up next week. So I guess in my opinion, I think the wheat is maybe something to watch here as we go into Sunday night, Monday morning, kind of see what happens here in Nebraska over the weekend and in Kansas later in the week as far as the temperatures go. But if we could get the wheat to rally off these lows, I think that could help us from the corn market standpoint, maybe even soybeans some.
Generally speaking, though, we're in a sideways market. We are marking time.
Yeah, boy, it's just really pretty dead here. I mean, we ended up last night there yesterday afternoon unchanged on pretty much everything. And that's, you know, we traded back and forth a little bit during the day, but it really didn't have much direction at all. And I think, you know, there's really not a big, right now, there's really not a big fundamental reason to do anything but kind of trade sideways from the corn and soybean standpoint, because there's just not a lot there from the weather standpoint right now.
All right, Bill, thanks much.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Less one of 21 analysts we hear from throughout the week.
I think that's one of the really unique things about the service that we offer, is it's not just one or two different analysts on a station. 21 different opinions that you can use in your business. So you don't just get one person's point of view and one person's idea of how things are. You get, you know, over 20 different opinions from professionals that, you know, you might pay a lot of money for. 217-244-9455. We're just asking you to pay what fits into your budget. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Mention ag.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.